holds up.
Right.
Sound effects.
You
for
got a life.
Old van.
Coin.
A life coin.
Very authentic sound.
He's got a life coin.
Get him.
Get that life coin off him.
Stealing all the life coins.
Steal that
what
back.
What a dick.
Cubit.
That game
Pac-Man.
Sucks.
Rob him for his white balls.
I didn't play that one.
Is Pac-Man? What? Pac-Man eats a white ball.
I don't think they're white
they're
balls.
Yellow
Welcome
balls.
To the minicast.
yeah.
Of today.
Yes.
Today.
This is minicast number 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
That's a cup. That's like 5 minicasts.
That is a handful. Any more than a handful is a waste.
Add them all together.
Minicasts.
You got a regular cast. Nearly.
All the 5s.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Put them around.
Put them
there. Bigger. Put them together. And
great camping, yeah.
You got a minicast.
Yeah, you got a minicast.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It is. Worth downloading.
Absolutely. It's too late.
Too late now.
You've done it now.
You've
done it. Deleted. Oh. You've wasted download limit.
Could have used it on YouTube.
Could have.
Oh, well.
Did it. Streaming videos.
Like your emails. Not anymore.
Nope.
Too late. You're over the limit.
Over the quota.
Yeah, wait till next month.
Maybe that could be
go
the,
to your friend's house. Use
the tagline could be you could even be shaped and download the minicast.
Yeah.
It's not as big. It's still going to be a pain in the ass, but
leave it overnight. Still,
Rant Theory minicast.
Take,
this is it.
Take it. Have it.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking all about retro games, as in
old
as balls
games
on our arcade cabinets.
From our childhoods.
And our childhoods, more like, what we played and what we didn't, but also stuff we've discovered now, being that we're dumbasses that have built ourselves arcade machines.
Okay,
and we're
also
going to talk a little bit about the process of actually doing so.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I believe wood was involved.
There was some wood.
Yep.
A lot of wood, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was speaking to a guy from work yesterday, and he's about 47, I think, and he's from England originally.
Yeah.
And
so
we
he's English.
He's English, yes.
Mm-hmm. An Englishman.
An Englishman, yeah. From England. From England.
An Englishman
get
from England.
Get that out of the way right now.
Clarified.
He's a man from England.
Englishman from England, a man.
Yes, and he's a man as well.
Chimaroo.
So we're talking about...
That's the national anthem, isn't it?
I think so. It was redone in about 1985,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Modernised a little bit. We were talking just about general tech stuff. He's a tech head as well, loves his Apple products. And we got talking about things way back in the day, and he actually got the very first Atari Pong.
Ooh,
yeah,
the little twirly knobs.
Yeah, yeah, when it first came out, so a bit before our time, I guess.
Yeah, very much.
And he
I'm
he
trying
said,
to think what that was. I have no idea. My knowledge
it was literally
stretch.
Two paddles, and that hooked up to the TV, and that was Pong. That was it.
Yeah.
Was the system.
Just Pong.
That was the system, yeah.
Wow.
And he said it made him the king of all his mates.
What
all
kind
the
of time
school.
Frame do you know? Like when?
Well, he was obviously young, so we're talking probably 1970.
Damn.
I think that was about, someone can wiki that. And then he got the colour version, which had volleyball on as well, he said.
Colour.
Yep. And then he said that made him like the pimp of England.
pimp of England.
Official title.
And then he's like, fuck this, I'm taking this show on the road to Australia. Woo! Motherfuckers don't have shit over there.
Didn't they have like Amstrads over there?
I don't know. He said he had a Vectrex.
A Vectrex.
Yeah.
That is
oh, there you
English.
Go.
Yeah. Which he's actually still got, he said. So that's kind of cool. Wouldn't mind checking that out.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see that.
So that was interesting. Just someone who's even further back than what we are. Because we...
It is possible. to be older than us.
Well,
who knew?
Well, I'll clarify that. Earlier than our generation... Talking about games.
Does he play current games?
No, he does not. No.
Yeah, right.
No.
So that's...
For us, our generation is... The Nintendo era, the Atari era, like we are still infatuated by it.
Mm.
It was just interesting to hear someone else talk about it other than me.
Yeah, yeah.
It is
in
nice.
Public.
Mm. It is nice and not be met with looks of disdain and pity.
Did your mum buy that t-shirt for you, did she?
Yeah,
you
like,
oh,
no.
That's a shame. You chose that yourself?
You like that, do you?
Yeah.
That's your thing?
Okay.
Look at him trying to be young.
I'm going
to
go
considering your t-shirt's quite cool.
Thank you.
Mine and Omo's. I've got Nintendo... Mario Brothers, the first Mario Brothers cartridge box too. Art on my t-shirt, and you've got you a t-shirt filled with controllers, yeah. The shape of a fist.
Yeah. Say or roll.
Yeah.
I'm lame.
I can see
old.
A Game Gear.
Pick them all. Bailey picked like 5 or 6 of them. I was impressed.
It's pretty good.
Starting to tear up.
Some of them.
I did a little bit, actually.
Some of them just look like Mad Catz controllers.
I think some of them are.
Mad Catz.
Turbo Fight. Honeybee.
Honeybee.
Mm,
fucking see-through bastards.
Mm, I remember that. All right, back on topic.
On topic.
So,
feminism in today's games.
We have been asked to do this. We did say we were going to do this a long time, but actually talk about the process of making our cabinets. Omo and I have both made an arcade cabinet last year. And just talk about a little bit. We've already sort of covered it a little bit on the cast, like as we went and when we'd finished and stuff. But we haven't really talked about the overall process and how I think it's worth people to hear, like, that it's not really as easy as you think. I think that's a really important point.
But at the same point, it's not as hard as they think.
But it's definitely once you start.
I know you guys put in a lot of work and effort. But at the same time,
there's effort on every front. It's none of it's hard, but everything about making an arcade cab takes time. So
if you want to do it right,
it either costs money, like yours, where you actually pay for a prefab design. Yep. But then once you do that, you don't want it to look like a piece of shit.
Yeah,
which it can.
Oh, so easily. And a huge percentage of them do. So you kind of want to put in a bit of effort.
Yeah.
So you're more likely to go, you know what? I'm not going to buy crazy Clint's spray paint and do the body. I'm probably going to go to a good paint place and buy good quality paint. Buy good quality brushes. And everything sort of starts.
It adds up.
It stacks up a lot. And then if you fuck it up, you have to do it again because you're not a painter. You're not a professional.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's the thing about making an arcade cab is you need to go into it with a lot of dedication.
Absolutely.
Because it's like if you get halfway into it and decide, I can't be bothered, you're stuck with this fucking cabinet.
It's stuck.
And what do you do with it, you know?
I think I'd advise anyone to, before they went into it, to install a emulator with a big fucking pack of games on your computer. And have a good play of a few things and see whether within the first, 5 minutes you don't get over it. And then decide maybe whether or not you want to do it because that's really important. One of the things that was really fundamental to me was when I first got interested in it was playing a friend who had already built one and done a good job. Yep. And I got into the sort of minutiae, like the whole... all this history of games, and I found that really fascinating on a history kind of way. And it's not just because retro games are cool and 8-bit things are cool and old games that have pixels are cool looking. It was more that I wanted to learn the history.
Yeah, because it's an archive.
Of something that I'm passionate and interested in. And that was a really major thing for me, and that sort of drove my need to make one.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about your process a little bit?
Okay. Well, I sort of
give the guy a shout out too.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I wanted to make an arcade cab for a long time. But just it was one of those things where I knew I'd done a bit of research on it, and I knew how much effort was going to be involved in it.
You knew a lot more than I did, and you were more prepared before I even sort of dove into it as well.
Yeah.
Like you'd done a lot of research and figured it all out.
I looked into it back in the day before even LCDs were around. So looking at using like a 21 or 22 CRT and things like that, and it was just... it was going to be a nightmare, and everything was too expensive back then. Now, with China becoming how it is, everything is cheap now, which is fantastic.
Good for us.
I just had a bum around on eBay one day after playing Air Friends and found a guy in Perth. The website is arcadeworks, WORX.com.au. It's a guy called Troy over there. This guy's designed his own CAD designed arcade cabinets.
It's all
CNC cut out, so it's just everything is perfect. It's all spot on.
I love Australian e-business.
So do I.
So much of it is fantastic. Like I've just had a run of really good experiences and
Just good dudes.
It's good. You can just like email and be like, "Hey, dude," and he'd be like, "Yeah." Like, whoa, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no,
you're a real person.
He wrote back.
Yeah. Anyway. I picked one of these cabs up. It looked good. It was the right price. It was only about $450, I think.
Smart
yeah.
design.
Which, great design.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That we should get to that once we actually...
We should, for sure. I wanted a four-player cab. Our friend's one was... He'd done a great job on it, but for me, it was too big.
Yeah.
The dude that
we're talking about literally decided that he wanted to make one weekend and then the next weekend made one.
He didn't have a plan.
He just made it.
Yeah. He's a mad scientist, pretty much.
I think that was... And he sort of said that. He goes, "Oh, look, I know that the box isn't perfect."
Yeah. And he plans on making another one.
Yeah, exactly.
After his pinball machine and all the other kind of
stuff. Flux capacitor. Yeah. Yeah.
But the bottom line, it works.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Mm. It does. So after playing his, it gave me a bit of an idea on what I wanted with mine for the future as well, given that we're building a house, so I knew where it was going to go in the house. Mm. I knew what kind of form factor I wanted with it.
Your nerd nesting.
My nerd... Yeah. Getting old.
Yeah.
And still being a nerd. It's okay. It's
good.
Yeah, so basically I wanted a four-player cabinet, but this one was perfect in that the actual setup of the four-player joysticks and things, the control panel, isn't too big. It's only a meter across. It's a little bit cramped when you're playing four players, but
it's perfect.
I feel that adds to it because you're all beside each other and within elbow reach. I decided to go ahead with that one.
The thing that impressed me about your design is it's a modern, slim design. It's like traditional arcade machines are actually quite deep. So they need to house a CRT.
Yes. Mm.
So they're quite deep and needlessly so now. So this one is deliberately slim in depth, so you can put it in the corner of a room and it doesn't stick out a mile.
No. Yeah. I think the dimensions, it's like a meter wide that's the control panel.
Yeah.
Depth-wise, it's only 70 centimeters,
I think,
which is from back to the front of the control panel.
It's made for a house.
It is. It's made for a house and it's perfect. And, The thing I loved about it was, I mean, it's the same as building yours. You can choose your design totally. Anything you want to do, you're free to do. Like, originally I tossed up with a cab idea that it had been an arcade machine that had been around. So, had Street Fighter stickers and Mortal Kombat stickers.
Yeah,
and that was going to be cool, but I kind of thought eventually it was going to be a bit of a mess. So, I decided to go with an NBA Jam theme, which fits the thing. NBA, that was... half the reason I was building it, basically.
Because you also run the risk of people walking in and literally thinking it's old.
I guess it happens. I found a paint color that was pretty much the NBA Jam red of the arcade itself.
Yeah.
So I chose to do mine in that. It came up fantastic. The just love the color.
Yeah.
It's a good red.
And then with help from you, Nathan, I got some Photoshop stuff done up of a marquee, which is the header logo you see on the cab.
Yep.
And the control panel artwork itself, which you did a lot of work
printed
on
by
for
a
me.
Local business on Perspex. Really nicely.
And then same, they printed out on a big bit of vinyl kind of paper, and I just cut it out and put it through. And it's all fairly simple stuff, but the effect at the end is fantastic. Actually, the guy asked me to give him a photo of mine so he could put it on his website.
Yeah, that was nice.
And it's cool, but I've seen some other ones that people have done, and they literally left it the wood, just the MDF.
MDF, natural,
really?
Man.
Yeah, and it looks horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why you would do that. But
I don't know. Why would you go to the effort of buying something that's so precisionally cut and made? And then just bot putting it together. You might as well make it out of cardboard boxes.
And it's the dedication thing I was talking about at the start. Like, if you're not willing to take your time
committed.
With it, figure out what you want
don't
to do.
Bother.
It's you don't bother because it's going to look like a piece of crap and then you're stuck with it in your house.
That's right.
Or you just have to wreck it and get rid
of it. Or it goes on eBay for $150.
Like, exactly.
And
that's the other
best.
Thing. Yeah, the other thing is you need to be... willing to spend a lot of money on it.
Yep.
Because shit is going to be popping
like
up all the time. Like you said, you want to get good quality paints for it. You want to get good quality joysticks after you buy cheap ones the first time.
Yeah.
And
people are playing going, why is my man not running diagonally? Yeah. What's happening? I'm like,
oh, I put rubber bands on there.
Yeah, come on.
So mine was probably more of a streamlined process than yours.
Well, mine was designed from the ground up. I used Google SketchUp, a program I sort of just guessed how to use and eventually worked out on how to make it really precise, like a shape. And I got to a point where I was pretty happy with the way it would look.
Yeah.
Then I got the measurements of all that and went out and bought big pieces of wood and then used a table saw to cut them the right shape.
That was fun.
That was great fun. It's manly as fuck. No. If you can make shit out of wood, listen to me, men in the world. Listen, I know you don't want to, but make something out of wood. It is fucking satisfying. Yeah. It is primordial. It's like it will take you back to caveman brain, and you will be like, fuck yes.
Yep.
Making things out of wood is cool.
We've all made babies, but sawing stuff on that thing was the manliest thing.
Manliest thing ever. Yeah. Absolutely.
Baby making's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
It is.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
There's a little chance she's going to saw your finger off.
No.
Both things can include crying.
usually do. Yeah.
Hit your finger with the thumb. Hammer with the thumb. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Hammer play.
Babies. Where are we going?
Sex.
Wank. I then sort of, you know, cut the shape out, all the basic thing. I kept it really simple, deliberately. I only put in one part that was kind of tricky, which was the curve. Like, I wanted a curve. I wanted mine to look kind of old. I wanted it to reference like a stand-up cab, that were really big box. And what I discovered when I first made it was way too fucking wide, and it looked like a washing machine. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, one of you guys came around, I was like, this is fucking stupid. You've got to see this thing put together. And I like mocked it up. I just stood all the pieces of wood together.
Yeah.
I reckon it might have been you. Maybe. I'm not sure, but it was just like, or you. We just stood there and we were like, that's so dumb looking. Like, it's just dumb. way too wide.
Mm.
So I had to scale it back. And I had to sort of adapt as I went, but eventually, after, you know, very simply putting it together, when you think about it, the old stand-up arcade cabs are literally a box. The hard parts are mounting the screen, making sure it's perfect, and then making sure you hide all the shit parts. Like, that's the thing that took me a really long time, was making sure it was perfect, that the box wasn't, you know, wobbly, and making sure it was structurally sound. And then the other thing that took me a really long time was finishing the quality of the outside. Like, because I'm really a perfectionist when it came to the particular style I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to make mine look like an old van. And I took a really long amount of time to source all the different bits and pieces. And I had endless drama with getting the right things. Like, I couldn't find the wood panel, stickers. I couldn't find, when I eventually got the paint, I couldn't get, one of my cans was the last can that was available for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, one of the colors is out of print.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever knew that. That's
weird. They streamlined their color of their collection. So they then dropped like a whole bunch of colours. So I couldn't get another can of it. So I literally had to make it last. It was stupid. Geez. And I was standing there like, oh God, shaking this can of paint. Like, oh, and I was just desperately painting. Eventually I did it and it got enough out, barely. Yeah. But the paint can was spitting and stuff at the end. It was freaking me out. I hated it so much. And then I got down to my cousin who understands spray paint, obviously, a lot better than me. He's like, oh, did you dent the can? I'm like, what? What do you mean? He goes, if you did a can, you'll get like another like 5-10 minutes of spray out of it. You're like, you serious?
Really?
Like, yeah. It just looks like it forces the paint.
That works with deodorant too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, very annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You guys are fucking
ghetto. I don't know anything about spray paint, but I know my deodorant can lasts a little bit longer when I squeeze it.
Same thing. So, I had... I eventually everything fell into place and it came together pretty quickly in the end, I suppose, because it was such a long process putting it all together. But I was really happy with the end product with mine.
Came out great.
Came out pretty good. There's still a few things I want to fix, but the thing that I love is when somebody walks in and goes, oh, wow, I was like, oh, you made it. And they're like, yep, made that myself. And they sort of go, oh, so where'd you get the shell from? I'm like, nah, I made the shell. And they're like, then when they go, but had the wood panel on it. I'm like, nah, that's a sticker.
Yeah.
And when they don't know how I did it, that's like, that's awesome. That makes me feel very good. It kills me at the moment because there's one gold stripe on the side that won't stay on.
Yeah.
And it just peels off. I'm like, why you? Why only one of you falls off? Why? But so the I loved making this thing. Like, I'm glad I didn't leave it until now that I have a child because I wouldn't have enough time. But it is just, it's a wonderful thing to have. Like, I absolutely love it. Now that I've got it there to play, it's so fantastic to fire up when somebody comes over, or I'll just sit it. Sometimes I'll be sitting in my office working on my computer and I'll just turn it on and then maybe play one or two games.
Yeah.
And it'd just be like, this is so, so cool.
Mm.
And what I've started doing, which I know that you did as well, which was going through individual, I've been going through the arcade collection that's on there.
Yeah, yeah.
alphabetically.
Mm.
So you've been doing that as well?
Yeah, yep.
Good.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to talk about it.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, I thought you were going to rustle.
He's in agreeance. Yes, he has been doing that too.
Yes. No,
end of podcast. That is everything.
Sefin.
Sefin.
Yeah, that going through it alphabetically has been really interesting.
Forcing yourself to play things you have no idea what they are.
Exactly. It's like going to some old library or something where you're just going through all these things you've never heard of.
Yeah.
It's research, basically. It's great.
What have you found? Have you had any discoveries that you didn't know, like genres that you didn't know you liked? Because I know personally, I discovered that one of my favorite genres is scrolling beat-em-ups.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where, like, Castle Crashers style, you know, where you've got an open level, like, especially the 90s Capcom ones. Like, they are so much fun. And they're, like, mid to late 90s. And I didn't even know these games existed because by then I was playing, you know, consoles at home. And we didn't have a good arcade where I grew up. And so you're like, these are amazing games that I've never even heard of, like Captain Commando. And Alien vs. Predator, the scrolling beat-em-up, is so good.
Yeah, I remember that being good, actually.
It's so good. Yeah, I remember playing that here once, but it wasn't here for very long, and it was just such a rad.
That was in
The
Cry, wasn't it?
I think it was Big E's. Big E's had it.
The Cry had an Alien vs. Predator, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
For a while, yeah.
But it was, it's like started including special moves in the actual walking and fighting, rather than just walking, punch, jump, get a knife, stab the dude, big fat guy sucks.
What was the Capcom one where you could choose? There was like five different characters and it was sort of set in the future.
And there's a chicken on ostrich?
I don't know. It was real weird.
Yeah.
And you leveled up as
Cadillacs and dinosaurs? That's one.
No, that's
a scrolling beat 'em
up. Can't think. Anyway,
yeah.
But basically, yeah, like I've always been a fan of that style.
Sounds like
of
Captain
game.
Commando.
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
As a blue guy?
Yes.
Captain Commando.
Yep. And that game in particular, like, the games I played in the arcade were like Final Fight and that, so they're pretty basic. Mm. But then coming across those ones, they had that depth and the, like you said another time, the Dungeons & Dragons ones.
Oh, yeah. The scrolling beat-em-up for Dungeons & Dragons is ace.
The depth in them is crazy.
Yeah. It's like
for
random loot
game.
Drops, there's equipable items, there's special moves like action moves and
it's like an action
insane.
RPG almost.
Absolutely.
There's
like six different characters that you can go, like all the different D&D characters
and choose different paths you want to take.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just really cool.
Like dialogue scenes?
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
Just didn't know that sort of stuff existed. I'm really getting a kick out of playing the old games like Asteroids and stuff like that.
Really
as they were meant to be, because I played them like on Atari and on emulator and whatever, but playing them on an arcade cab itself is really cool.
Yeah, that's the one thing I would love to be able to do is the front end as well, what you install on your arcade cab is an important thing, is how you're going to enjoy the games. The one that we use called Hyperspin is good, but I feel like it's a little bit obnoxious, like in your face. It's not very good for navigating, like it's kind of clunky, but it gives you a good idea of what the game's going to be because you can watch the video. Recently, I had a fella over who's a new member of my work, and I was like, he happened to say, oh, I don't really play games. I dabbled with MAME and stuff like this. I'm like, oh, shit. I can't wait till you come to my house because, dude, I'm... And no joke, motherfucker can play Shinobi like a badass.
Yeah? Yeah.
Like one life, he was into like the fourth level. It was really, it was really impressive. It was like clearly muscle memory.
Yeah.
Like legit.
That game's hard too.
You are hired. And he knew exactly what he's doing. So, it was just great watching. He was like, oh, don't know. Oh, you know, just seeing that this is it. And that's one thing that that front end's really good at.
Yeah.
The one thing I wish it could do is arrange it by date. I would love that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Be able to go chronological order, because that data's in there, but it has no way to sort it.
So actually, yeah.
I think you can do that by dicking around with the way the XML loads. But this is the other thing about Hyperspin, is that we were lucky enough to get a copy off a friend.
Yeah, who'd already busted his ass making it work.
To set it up is a bit of a nightmare.
And then you tweaked it and then gave it to me. So I was really like, while I was fucking around with a drill in my shed, you were like making it work. Yeah. And then you just gave it to me and it just worked. I'm like, cool, I don't have to worry about it.
And then done more tweaking since then too. Like, I found that it references like your actual ROM files and the XML file for that. If they don't match exactly case sensitive, it doesn't show up on it.
Yeah,
so I had to go through and change a lot of stuff to make some games even pop up. So the work doesn't really end on it.
No, you got to understand, this is like a hot rod. So the person who has a classic car that they've fixed up from nothing and they've made work, they don't just go, ah, good, finished forever. They then have to maintain it, or they have to go, you know what, it'd be better if I could change this or that or that. You never finish. Like, I still turn mine on and I sort of go, that could be better because this isn't working, or that isn't working, or that one doesn't work, or I need to go through and clean out the games that don't work because there's certain games that are like built for a trackball and shit like that. Yeah. Also, if you're building an arcade cab, count how many games you can name that have a trackball. If you can't name more than five, don't fucking put a trackball in your arcade cab. You look like a dickhead.
Yeah, Rant Theory tip, you won't find more than five.
There's not more than fucking five. Some people just like trackballs.
No, they're shit.
Just put a mouse upside down.
Where do you get a trackball from?
Same place.
Anywhere,
same place.
Yeah.
Spinners as well.
They're very popular.
Spin and wheel, like the wheels.
Mm. Yeah, right.
I've seen dudes who made arcade cabs with two spinners each. A trackball in the center.
Oh, God, like, I've seen that.
It's like the Uber
Frankenstein,
like eight buttons a person.
Buttons are in like a line, or like someone just grabbed a handful of buttons and threw them on the
thing.
Console.
That's the other
like,
thing.
That's where they're going to go.
It's just make your decisions and stick to them. Like, I made some weird decisions that I don't regret, but are problematic in some ways.
Mm.
I discovered that my idea to make my arcade cab kind of kid proof, being that I put my back button, which the button jumps out of the game, I put it on top of the cabinet.
Yeah.
So only I can reach it. And the way the reason I did that was to keep the design, the front, the buttons clean. Really nice. And it looks really clean. There's not too many buttons sitting around. The button to give you a coin is next to the coin mech that works. You know, like, it's all very nice. Problem is, if you say, hey, little kid, play some arcade games, they go, cool. And they sit there and go, all right, what now? And you go, all right, we play this game. And they play one and they go, oh, all right, what else has it got? And you're like, oh, hang on.
I just got to reach up to this high
button.
So
you literally have to stand there with them as well. Like, it's not a babysitter because I need to. And this little kid's just desperate to just fly through all these games and go, I don't know what any of these is. But it's kind of problematic.
Yeah.
But that's a design decision I made for a specific reason. It worked. Just stick to it.
Yeah.
Don't try and make an arcade cab for every game in existence. There's no point. Think about a genre that you love and concentrate on it. If you love Mortal Kombat the most, make a fucking Mortal Kombat machine. If you love NBA Jam, make it an NBA Jam machine.
Yep.
And the reason I didn't put eight buttons is because I don't give a fuck about eight button fighters. Like, I literally four buttons with like games with four fighters that have four buttons in a row and stuff. I don't care about them enough.
Yeah.
No.
And then, commit. I think that's our biggest piece of advice.
It's a journey, and embrace it. Take photos, get your friends involved. That was the best part, getting you guys involved with doing it and then helping you with yours as well. Bonding.
Yeah.
Group hugs.
I think bonding and screwing, it was like just basically putting a box together, really.
It was, yeah.
Mm. Oh, you're talking about male bonding. Right.
Yes.
Male order bonding. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and we did also get involved and Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do another kind of project again. Like, I love the stand-up, but I think the cocktail cab is another thing that I would absolutely love to do.
Yeah, I'm aiming for a shooting cab.
A shooting cab would be cool.
Track, yeah.
Shooting
cab.
Yeah, because you could have point blank, you could have virtual cop. And have it a separate one. It'll
be in the shed. Yeah.
Don't try and do one that does everything because it's ugly. Yeah.
And it'll look like crap and you'll regret it.
Yeah. And if you love Point Blank the most, just make a fucking Point Blank machine. Yeah. Like, why not? Why not?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
That game's fun enough by itself.
Exactly. But then, you do get to that point where you're like, you just add one more.
You do.
Maybe
Strange Rider 4. Put Daytona on there. And that is it. So we've gone from the MAME setup, NES and stuff like that, to Street Fighter, Super Meat Boy.
It is.
But that's the thing. Like those other games will fit in perfectly just with that console. You don't have to do anything extra special for it or anything that. Like Meat Boy is a perfect example because it's so simple.
Just get into it, find out all the information you can, and just have a fucking blast, mate. Just do it if you want to do it. Yeah, commit and have fucking fun.
Yeah, and Google's your friend.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm. Jump on, find some good place like Aussie Arcade Forum. They are fantastic. Mm. Ask those dudes; they're wonderful people that will help you out, and just get amongst it.
Cool. Yeah. Very good.
So go on, Adam. No, we're talking to you. Oh, get amongst it. Now. Stop Jesus. Fucking around.
Oh, God.
Go and buy some wood.
I've got to go. I've got to go build an arcade cab. I'm getting pressured.
That's all right.
No pressure. Do it.
There's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
Just go do it.
Very good. Is that it?
That's it.
Bing!